You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast. On this Wednesday, August the 17th, it's a 7-race card at Killarney we're going to focus our attentions on this evening. The highlight, of course, which comes in the shape of the 650, which is the Vincent O'Brien Ruby Stakes, where Vice Marsh is looking to get back on track for this season. But if we've got a decent and action-packed card either side of that race. And we begin with a 2-year-old contest at 5:20, where Tang Dynasty is likely to be a very warm order and is the selection here this evening, courtesy of a very eye-catching run first time out at Galway, when he wasn't particularly strongly fancied behind Stabber Companion Capri, but he ran well above market expectation by running on very eye-catchingly to finish third behind the winner, who's gone on to win a listed race down in Tipperary subsequently. So the form is absolutely rock solid. Back and forth that day was Percy, who had the advantage of racing around the inside, whereas Tang Dynasty went all the way around the outside, so there's very little hope that Gerlines' charge can reverse the form. Drake Passage has finished runner-up in his two races so far. Looks the obvious threat to the favourite, although I do think Tang Dynasty has got plenty more to come, and we should see a much more professional performance tonight from Aidan O'Brien's charge.
Race 2.
On to the race number two then, the 5:50, which is a mile and a half, a furlong maiden for three-year-olds. And this continues the saga, which is Schubert, who's had 8 starts up to now. And he's been a much frustrating character, I'd imagine, for Connections. And that was highlighted by that run at Leopardstown 2 starts ago, when he seemed to have the race safely in his pocket when he decided to jump through the rail with about a furlong to run, thus squandering his advantage. He somehow managed to get beat next time out, albeit it was a much better performance from a mental perspective and on the clock as well when he got touched off by Warif. And there's no doubting this horse has got the ability to win a race this nature. It's just, do you want to take 4-5 about him to find out? Well, I certainly am one that doesn't. And I'm much more partial on Patrick Martin's filly, who ran really well first time out, Adieu. She was third, of course, behind one of Aidan O'Brien's horses, Etched in that Nace maiden, at the beginning of the month, where she caught the eye with a nice polished run first time out and certainly outrun her odds of 40-1. Of course, she's much shorter in the betting tonight, quite rightly too, as well. She's by Dylan Thomas, so she should get further in time, and I'm sure she's good enough to build on that performance and be very competitive here tonight. She looks a nice filly in the making, lots of size and scope about her. Could have done with a slightly better draw, but for once she's in touch with a Schubert, who's bound to lead, turning for home. She's got a good chance of being competitive down the lane, and at 4-1 this morning, looks an each way bet to nothing.
Race number three.
On to race three then, the first of the handicap tonight. And I've got no hesitation in putting up Intrepid Prince as the bet here from the Michael O'Callaghan stable. Win of his last two starts. Couldn't have been any more impressive when landing a right punt at Galway from a bad draw. The time figure of the race was sensational for the grade. And he made no mistake under a mandatory £5 penalty just a few days later at Nace, when he sauntered to the front from a bad draw again round the outside, and he was confidently ridden throughout, and he won with any amount in hand, to be perfectly honest. Now, he has gone up £15 subsequently, but to be fair, he's probably racing off the kind of mark he should have been in the first place. Not only on top of that, he's drawn really well tonight here in stall one, and he's got so many positive vibes against his chances here. It's very difficult to make strong cases out for many of the others. The only one that really does light my fire otherwise is McGuigan, who seems to be a very versatile horse. Won over a mile one at Leopardstown 2 starts ago, and then won over 6 furlongs unbelievably the other night, staying on very strongly in the latter stages. So he's obviously got to be some kind of a threat. But Intrepid Prince looks right on top of his game at the moment, and is a confident vote to complete the hat-trick in race number three.
Race four.
On to the big race then of the night. As I said, it's the Vincent O'Brien Ruby Stakes, of course, a race that's very dear to Aidan O'Brien's heart. And he'd love to win it here with Air Vice Marshal, of course, who has been plying his trade in the very top grade this year. Of course, he's been running in the Group 1s, the 2,000 guineas over here. And, of course, in Ireland as well, beyond Autad, when he finished a creditable 6th on both occasions. The ground might have just been a little bit more on the easier side than he would have been desired. And back on a fast surface, he's obviously got to go very, very close here tonight and should, in all intents and purposes, be winning here around about the even money mark. But I'm going to give one more chance to assume. It was a bit disappointing to me the other day to only finish 3rd down in Garran. Maybe she just didn't quite get the trip on that occasion when she looked threatening with a furlong to run. She just didn't quite see it out to go with the duel, the well-back winner from the Dermot Weld stable later on. But it wasn't a bad effort all in all. And I'm going back to that run here over tonight's trip when she was 2nd behind Craig's Pipes to hang my hat on, as it were, as the best form line coming into this race, other than the favourite. If she repeats that kind of performance when she was run up to William McCreary's, Andrew Slattery's in-form horse, then she must have a great chance of going close here. She's nicely drawn tonight, and with her track form very much secure, round about 9-2 this morning, top price of William Hill. She does look a very strong each way alternative to the Hot Pot Air Vice Marshal.
Race 5.
On to race number 5, a very, very competitive affair. We go without Lightning Strix here, which waters down the field, but it doesn't mean to say that the race is any easier. You're going to get about 5-6-1 the field. I'm going to take a bit of a chance here this morning with Sarah Felly bouncing back to form. She was a good 2nd at Garran 2 starts ago when she was spotted running on very strongly behind subsequent winner Enough is Enough. And back in the field was Lake George, who was 4th that night. He's gone on to win yesterday at Tipperary, so that form looks solid. It was a bit of a disappointment the last day down in Galway, but that could be put down to a combination of 2-3 factors. First of all, he was racing on soft ground, which he doesn't really contend with. And also, he's very badly hampered when stunning contention rounding the home term. He went from about 3rd or 4th to shuffle back towards the rear. And Lee Roach rather sensibly eased him off. He's got Jack Kennedy on board tonight. The yard goes particularly well. And his horses always seem to run well here as well. So there's lots of positives in the direction of Sarah Felly to run a big race. And at 9-1 with William Hill this morning, he looks a fair enough each way bet in what looks a very wide open contest.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate race then. Zibek is going to be a warm order following that good run the other night down in Garran Park. And the win, of course, My Direction went on to advertise the form with a win at Tramore the other day. But he could well be a sitting duck for one or two stalkers in behind him here tonight. Most notably Full Court Press, who won 3 starts ago at Ballinrobe, landing a bit of a punt. Bit disappointing next time out in the Ulster Derby beyond Brontide at Down Raw. I'm not sure what was wrong with him on that occasion, but he bounced back to form with a much better run at Ascot the other day. And we know that he's definitely capable of running a big race if he's obviously minds on the job. The yard's in great nick, and I'm expecting a good run from Full Court Press tonight, as I am with Daredevil Day as well, and a much bigger price. Joseph Murphy's charge seems to save all his best form for here, this track here at Killarney. And you could cast that run aside the other day down in Sligo. That was due to the very bad ground. He didn't run that badly 2 starts ago when he was behind Ruler of France down in Ballinrobe on a decent surface. And the combination of that ground and returning to his happy hunting ground could see Daredevil Day run quite well at a big price. So my two against the favourite here are Full Court Press and Daredevil Day.
Race 7.
On to the final race then, and Triplicate is bound to be a really warm order, having lowered the colours of the very strongly fancied Alpha Zulu at the Galway Festival. Taking up the running from a long way out, he powered clear to the line and won very, very comfortably. He's obviously a nice colt in the making, and this decent ground should suit him down to the ground tonight. But I was also hugely impressed by the performance of Savannah Storm last time out at Roscommon. Now, I know that was on a much different surface to the one he faces tonight, but being by Dubawi, I'm expecting him to be just as good on a sounder surface. Stamina seemed to be his key suit that night when he won down in Roscommon. And the time figure of the race, even though there was only a 5-runner field, was a very good one for that particular track. So I'm expecting a massive run here tonight from Savannah Storm. And quite surprisingly, he's available back at 130. So he looks the value bet in the final race at Killarney this evening.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.